We're going to talk about turtles today. Oh, welcome back to the podcast. Yep, nothing new happening, just in school, just in middle school. Just doing what I need to do to survive. But I have a recent post from a friend. I'm not going to call her a fan. From a friendish, if you could will, if you see her a lot and say hello, but she awkwardly says hi and walks away and talks to your other friend. That's a friend. Close to that right here. But she said we should talk about turtles. So, turtles are reptiles of the order of Testudine, the crown group of Ciboridae. Characteristics of on a shell developed in ribs and they act such as shield. Turtles may refer as turtles dates from 15,000 years ago. Turtles are old. Turtles are very old tree people out there. They are very old. Next time you see a turtle. Yeah, I'm watching Sunny. It's always sunny in Philadelphia. You know, it's a really funny show. That's an also a good show, The Walking... Okay, let's get back to, you know, turtles. Turtles have tails. Limbs. Turtles are awesome back in the Paleolithic area. Man, look at them. They have like bites and stuff. I also have to talk about fucking, whatchamacallit. Penguins, yeah. I don't want to talk about penguins. Penguins are easy to talk about. Finally, somebody says something. My school is kind of like, everybody talks, they all dress up like as bros. I'm actually gonna, you know, type in bro and see what I get. Bro. No. There's no thing on bro. I think there should be a thing on bro. Let's check. You know, let's do hockey. Hockey. All I know is there's no hockey, eh? Hockey. I spelled it wrong here. There we go. Hockey. Hockey goes all the way back to the 16th century. Possibly related to hook due to the vegetable stick. So ice hockey, field hockey, shiny hockey. They call it shiny hockey in Canada, eh? Let's go back, let's type in, you know, let's type in something unrelated. Wayne. Rick. Ski. Rick. Wayne.
gastroenterologist. Follow your instincts to a new TV report where if it bites, claws,
oh. Yeah. Yeah, I bet my that person I wave and she says walks off on really is really mad. Fine, we'll go penguins. How about that? You guys are penguins, right? Penguins. Alright, penguins! Unknown origin. How cool is that? There's no, absolutely no origin about penguins. Flightless birds, seabirds, order found in the southern hemisphere. It's not a very big page on the penguins here. Unlike turtles, turtles is a big page. Alright, let's type in Star Wars. Because I need to have a fan base of nerds. No offense, guys. No offense. Hey, I read comic books too. I'm a comic book fan. I'm a fan of everything. Except for Star Trek. Star Trek. Here we go. Go blue. Go blue.
That's my new friend. I met him outside of a disgusting bar our children know. That's his Mercedes across the street. His wife's dead. Goodbye.
Taloop. Bloop, bloop.
You! What are you doing here with my wife?
Settle him to the ex-wife.
The blow? Third person singular thing. Bloops presented blooping.
That's what this is. That's it.
Animal. Rhymes as you. Oh my god, I'm tweeting too hard. Tweeting too hard. .com. It's actually a really funny site. If you guys have, I'll put it. Hold on. Tweeting too hard. It's, you know, tweeting. It's a thing about. Okay, here's one. Oh my god, I was saying how I couldn't afford the gas to fly my daddy's jet to me in Riviera this summer. It totally rolled their eyes at me. Mom made me gay. It's all YouTube stuff. I laugh how some dudes hate me for dating their fantasy girls as if they were going to have it. I gave a cleaning lady a raise today, even though she didn't ask as... I gave my cleaning lady a raise today, even though she didn't ask as my own little contribution to fighting the recession. Went to gym this morning. As I left, everyone said I was the best. Fan belt. No. The people who asked if I... There's nothing like freshly squeezed orange juice from my Minute Maid every day morning. Actually, that. There's nothing like freshly squeezed orange juice from my maid every morning. This morning, I pissed away. No, this morning I passed what I thought was Calvin Klein ad, but it was just a mirror. How weird. These are like, tweeting too hard if you people don't know. It's, basically a website that is dedicated to those people who put random tweets. off to lunch with my ex soon. My breakups are always dramatic, but my exes always become my best. Guess no one quite can quit me. Great, now any douchebag with 900. Okay. This is a rant. This is a tweet from a person, and this is what it says. Great. Now any douchebag with $1,199 can say they have a MacBook Pro. Not backing this. It's so life affirming when the poor fall in love. That's messed up. When my own blog posts serve as a reference for myself, I feel like I'm doing something right. First attempt, biking home. I swear, I always wear a helmet to protect my brain. Not for me, but for the nation. I hate being startled at everything. I hate being stared at anything. I don't get it. People just stare at me. When someone creates a Twitter account just to follow you, it develops a bit of a god complex. Every gas station should be full service. Yeah, I'm a college graduate. I shouldn't have to put my own gas. I remember owning an iPad. It used to make me special. Now all kids of people have one. Nice compact skin coach. All I want was just one day in a year to visually uglies and fatties. I have 53 pages to read. So it's time to put the book put down. Alright. I'm done with that. Yeah, you never like to read that. Alright, we're done with tweeting too hard. What should we go to next? How about Reddit? Scumbag penguin, like I said, we're doing penguins. Alright, I'm gonna think criminal penguins frozen. Alright, it's an audio, so I'm gonna turn off my TV so you guys can hear it. What? Fine. Coming! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, welcome back, I guess. Time to go out there and fix something real quick. But we're back to the main topic here. Penguins, and that little documentary there was just a freaking thing. Of them documenting penguins stealing rocks. So, yeah, we're running kind of, the first one I ever did was a 50 minute long, but I don't have enough storage on that thing to even get the podcast out. So I'm keeping everything short, at least under 20 minutes. So we're coming up on 15 minute mark here. So, like I said, if you are my friends, you people out there, the internet people, the weird people, the Tron people, the ones that get killed, you know, the ones that are like, I'm the program.
Your part?
Yeah, my part. You see, the property that I just purchased extends from Morgan Street all the way to right here. What the hell are you talking about? The property you bought? The building you blew up. The building you set on fire. What'd you think? I wasn't going to find out about that? Yeah, I'll give you two choices. I'm part of the gang.
Maddie, I can't hide from...
rather go to jail.
Yeah. Alright, so... So, Steve Jobs died, and that's a tragedy in the whole world, and, it is, he was, you know, the guy, he was the man. He wanted the world to see what the future was gonna be like, and he brought it. Apple was the future, and he deserves the respect of everybody. Steve Jobs worked his sweat and bones to provide everybody with something different. Everybody has an iPod right now. You may have an old iPod, but right there, that is Steve Jobs. Right there, that is Steve Jobs' like grandkids' shoes, even though the, you know, even though like Steve Jobs' shoes is like, it doesn't matter, but everything is like, everything that he's done, you probably own, and like, it's a sad thing that happened to him, and his death is awareness for everybody, because it's, so... So I hope everything, you know, everybody understands how much he's done in the world and, you know, everything in the world, because he's that nerd that everybody, you know, everybody, and he's, I'll show you guys one day, I swear to God, everybody will, you know, hear what I'm saying. And nobody understood him, I bet, when he was a child. And when he made Apple, everybody's like, I knew that, I know Steve Jobs, he was my best friend, give me money. But Steve Jobs isn't like that. Steve Jobs has put... Wait, the world population nears a milestone? But Steve Jobs was that guy who did what he could, and he fought for what he believed in, and that's why everybody will remember who Steve Jobs is, because Steve Jobs is the guy who created Apple. No matter where you go, Apple is anything. You go to a little kid, you say, you know what an iPod is, and they're like, yeah. You go to an old guy, you know, maybe 70 years of age, and you go up to him and be like, hey, you've seen it, you know what an iPod is. He's like, yeah, my grandson owns one. Everywhere you go, Apple is everywhere. Apple is still the future. Even though Steve Jobs died, his memory lives with us. So, I don't have a sign-off, but I'll make a sign-off. I'll ask my friends to make me a sign-off. So, until then, live free!